I've had pastors tell me, well, we really can't address the pro-life issue in our churches because, you know, we need to be sensitive to, well, we have a significant number of people who've probably had abortions. I said, well, you're absolutely right. You have way more than you think. But that's exactly why you need to be addressing it. In other words, would we ever say, well, you know what? The pastor should not preach a message related to greed because we have a lot of greedy people in the church. No, we'd say exactly the opposite. And if there's a lot of racial prejudice in the church, that's the best possible reason for addressing the subject of the wrongness of racial prejudice. Now, the fact that you have many people in your church who have had abortions means it's time for you to stand up and offer them a perspective and a healing and forgiveness that leads to healing, because they will not heal of this unless they learn the truth of it, confess, repent of it. You know the great thing about sin, and this sounds like a funny thing to say, the great thing about sin? The great thing about sin is that Jesus died for it. You know, he didn't die for sort of, oh, you know, that was a little difference in opinion or maybe a little misjudgment on my part. And, you know, there's a different ways to look at that. No, he died for sin. And he offers forgiveness for sin. And we cannot lead our people toward the forgiveness from the grace that's offered to them through the grace of God unless we tell them the truth about abortion. And furthermore, we also can't help the next generation that's growing up, the younger people in our church. We can't help them avoid the tragic mistake. It's a sin, but it's also a mistake of abortion that so many of our women and men, by the way, are suffering from. I have had numerous conversations with men. I'm thinking of a man in our church who's in his late 50s now, who talked his wife, then his girlfriend, into getting an abortion, who lives under that shadow to this day, and who says, I paid for it, I pretty much insisted on it, and it has done untold damage to my wife, to our marriage, to our relationship. And he said to me, I want to warn the young men of our church. And I said, let's find ways for you to do that.